Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 620 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we continue our coverage of the 43rd annual Humana Festival of New American Plays, hosted by Actors Theatre of Louisville. And this week my guest is Kelly McAndrew, and she plays Sylvia in Lucas Nath's The Thin Place. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
So now I am joined by
Kelly McAndrew.
Kelly McAndrew, and you're playing who?
I'm playing Sylvia in The Thin Place by Lucas Nath, directed by Les Waters in the Victor Jory Theater. You have three more opportunities to catch us.
Three more opportunities. And of course, full disclosure for everybody, this is one of the shows that I have not seen yet.
Shame on you.
It's not my fault.
Of course it's not.
So the car chase in Act 3 was really cool. Enjoyed the gunfight. You don't really see that on stage.
Not very often. It's incredible.
And then the dinosaur.
Les is really a master. He really is.
He does push the envelope.
He sure does.
So give us the readers, well, first off, I ask everybody, because I say, you know, I go down your bio, and you go, yes, I did that, and then we'll look at one another.
Okay.
So the thing is, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, what are three things that you want everybody to know about you?
Oh, wow. You mean like as a human or as an artist?
An artist, however you
want. Oh, God.
I'll give you a chance.
I wasn't expecting that. That feels so huge.
So, well, you know, I like to give one good question in.
Okay.
Because I tell everybody I got my journalism degree from the Larry King School of Journalism.
I like it.
Yeah, so
I know my acting teacher used to say, like, always when you start with a character, ask, you know, what are you most? 2 years ago, I married a beautiful woman named Erin Albright, who's a stage manager, and we live in New York together. I am an out and proud and outspoken feminist and progressive, and I've made my living in theater for the last 20 years.
Where did you start?
I was born in Los Angeles, California, and we moved to San Diego when I was 14. And I started acting, you know, my mom would throw us into classes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. my sister and I. But I realized when I was in college, there wasn't a theater major at my college, and I had fallen so hard in love with it, and I couldn't see doing anything else. So I went and got a graduate degree at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, at their conservatory there. Mm-hmm. And then moved to New York after I graduated there, and started in New York in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. And got my first big gig, as a result of being a reader for a casting director named Pat McCorkle, playing Annie Sullivan in The Miracle Worker at the Arena Stage in DC.
Nice.
And sort of hit the ground running. And
history.
Yeah. Oh yeah. History, man. The infamous world of Kelly McAndrew.
Yeah. I like to hear people's origin stories and stuff.
Yeah.
It is amazing the multiple paths we walk to get where we are.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. My agent is here this weekend for the Ovation weekend. She always comes and she loves to, you know, watch what the apprentices are doing. And she's so supportive of my work. And, you know, we talk about it because the first, you know, when I started out, the first 5 years of my career, it was regional theater. And I was able to pay off my loans doing regional theater. And then, you know, got to New York and started making the off-Broadway salaries.
Woo! I'm surprised you're not retired. This is all pro bono work now, right?
Yeah, no.
So you mentioned kind of before we started that, is this your second time down here?
It's my third, yeah.
So what were the other ones that you were?
So in 2016, I was here and did Wellesley Girl by Brendan Palsu that Lee Sunday Evans directed. And then the next year I came back and did We're Gonna Be Okay by Basil Cremendall that Lisa Peterson directed.
Cool.
Yeah, and those were fun. And I did, back when they did, and those 2 years too, I think it was the last year of the 10-minute plays. And I did the 10s both those years too, and those were really fun. Those were really fun.
I missed that because I was telling earlier, the reason I usually am not, that I don't come is because I'm an actor as well. I've booked gigs.
So yeah, sure.
Because I haven't been here, so then I get here this year, and I'm like, well, where are the 10
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
No 10 minutes this year. I'm sad.
I'm sorry you aren't gigging, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too. So, like you said, I haven't seen this play. So tell me, give me the Reader's Digest version of what I can expect to see.
So it's so hard to talk about this play, I have to say. Lucas wrote something rather extraordinary, and I've never been involved in a play like this, and I've certainly never seen a play like this. And he built it over the last couple years, and the two actresses that are the main actresses in the play, Emily Cass MacDonald and Robin Bartlett, have sort of been with it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the very first time they got together, or especially Emily and Lucas, he was very interested in the idea of psychics, mind control, mentalists. Mm-hmm. They had a seance. He asked questions. It was all very interesting. And then he just started to build this play. And it's about this woman, Hilda, who is in a relationship with this psychic, Linda. And I play Sylvia, who is in a relationship with this psychic, Linda. Mm. And Trini Sandoval plays Jerry, who is Linda's cousin, who works in politics. It's a spooky evening. Mm-hmm. It's a surprising evening. It's very funny. And I think what Lucas has created is nothing short of an event.
Right.
Like it's, and I just, the thing is I just can't reveal anything.
Sure, no.
You know.
Because it's in the Victor Jory, right?
It is. So, and Lucas wrote it with the Jory in mind.
Okay, so how is that playing that intimate space?
It's fantastic. So the last two times I was here, I played the Brown.
Right.
Which is so massive, which is its own thing in learning to figure out that negotiation. The Jory, the first time I went in there, I thought, oh, God, I really, really want to work in this theater someday. So it's really incredible. And the set is simply two armchairs. And by the time... And then by the time Trini and I enter, those armchairs are taken. So we don't sit. So we were, like the other day, I was sort of like, I feel like a fish in a bowl.
Right.
But I kind of love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's very intimate, but it's also, you're very aware of everyone around you. So it's this interesting balance to play.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how has this piece challenged you as a performer?
It's been really interesting because it was the whole play was evolving from the first time I got the script to the opening, to the day we opened. Lucas rewrote every day. Mm. And I love that, and I loved getting new pages. But what was really exciting was watching that this character that I auditioned for was one person, and by the time we got into tech, she was a different person.
Right.
And it was so fun to figure that out. And Les and Lucas were just instrumental in guiding that. But I did have to kind of keep going back, like, wait, is that old? Is that the old one? Is that the new one? Wait a minute. Also, who am I today? You know,
the yellow page or the green page?
And it's a different, it's a different kind of character for me, which I'm fortunate enough to get to say a lot. You know, I've gotten to dip my toe into a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But, there is a certain thing that happens with my character emotionally, that I've never really played the butt of the joke before. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of things that happen, and it's so thrilled too. I never knew that that could be so much fun.
Right.
You know? I mean, it doesn't look like it's fun. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that's been a really interesting thing. Yeah.
So what aspect of your character mm-hmm. is close to you?
Mm.
And then what aspect of your character is far beyond different from yeah. who you are?
I think, if I'm being completely honest, I'm very opinionated, and so is Sylvia. But the interesting thing about Sylvia, the interesting thing about me is that I will do anything to avoid confrontation. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain part of Sylvia that I'm not saying she thrives on it,
right.
But there's a certain part of what happens in this play where you, and it was Lucas that used this word, where you see that she enjoys it. Mm-hmm. And that's fun to get to play because I will be like, oh, you know what? I need a drink,
right.
You know, rather than continue.
Oh, boy, yeah,
yeah, you. I clearly were never that. So I'm gonna go.
Right,
you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
So, what have you seen all the other shows?
I have. It's an incredible. It's an incredible season.
So, festival. I ask this of everybody.
Yeah.
If you have a friend coming in from.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have two coming in today.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And you can see your show and maybe one other.
Uh-huh.
What one would you recommend? And whatever your answer is not a damnation to all the other shows. But if you had to see, other than yours, one show, what would
wow.
the show be?
This is hard because it's like picking children.
I know, that's why I said the caveat out there that they're all beautiful and
I'm just going to go with the one that popped into my head first, and I would say How to Defend Yourself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would, yeah. I think they're exploring some things. Everything is so topical. Everything is so interesting. I could say all of that about every one of the plays, but there's something acutely that speaks to me in that play that I think I haven't seen be explored.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, then our last final question here, or next to last final question,
mm-hmm.
whatever it turns out to be. The dreaded question, what's next for you?
Oh, no, it's good. This is a good time to ask that question. This is one of those, this is a good day.
Okay.
Or else I'd be out the door.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to assist Pam McKinnon on a show at the Roundabout, assistant direct, when I get back to New York. A week after I get back, I'm going to do that. So that takes up the sort of spring into early summer. And then in August, I start rehearsals for a new Cousy Cram play at the Rattlestick Theater that Daniela Topol's directing with Kathleen Chalfont.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, called Novenas for a Lost Hospital. And it's about St. Vincent's Hospital in New York City.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's... We did a workshop production of it in May, and I love it. I love it to death. So I'm so thrilled.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So if people want to learn more about you.
Ooh, I have a website.
Okay.
KellyMcAndrew.com.
Excellent. And of course, I'll have a link to that on the show notes page of this particular episode.
Fabulous.
www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Why is it called that?
Well, our origin, right? We're trying to figure out. We started first with blogs, right?
Right, right. Oh, sure.
Right, in 2005 and 2006.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. Then I realized I'm not a dedicated writer.
Okay.
I don't like writing. So we thought, well, we'll come up with the podcast thing. That was new and hip and different. You know, but so then we're, because the first, the blog started up as entitled Mirror Up to Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Co-founder and I, well, co-founder, he has a big thing for Shakespeare. So everything is Shakespeare based.
Okay.
So we looked at Hamlet's Advice to Players, and it came all the way down to Inexplicable Dumb Shows of Noise.
Oh, right. Okay.
And,
I knew that.
And I looked at that going, out, that's us.
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
We can do noise. That's what we can do. So that's how we came up with Inexplicable Dumb Show.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really nice to meet you.
Thanks.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank our guest this week, Kaylee McAndrew, for sitting down and talking with me about The Thin Place. And, of course, again, in this interview, this is one of the shows that I hadn't seen yet. So sorry for that, but that's what it is. And I saw it afterwards. I thought it was fantastic. So anywho, next week, we're going to finish the plays. I've got two more weeks here, but we're going to finish the plays with How to Defend Yourself by Lila Padilla. And our guest is Gabriela Ortega. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.